almost 2 weeks ago on Wednesday during the 8 o'clock Mass over at our parish church, I experienced a crisis in my faith. I found myself overwhelmed with wonders of doubt, wondering whether or not God really was present to me. It was precipitated by something that occurred to me on Tuesday. On Tuesday, I spent the entire day with a very dear friend and his mother because his father had suffered a massive stroke the night before. He was brain dead, and yet they had him on life support systems and were medicating him because he was an organ donor. So I had to sit with his wife after she had just celebrated on Sunday their 50th anniversary. And it was a very troubling moment, not just for me, but for my friend and his mother. That anxiety, kind of happening during the liturgy, really caused me and forced me to look deeper into myself and my gift of faith and to ask myself, what is the anxiety really all about? Why am I so worried? I think the answer is in today's gospel. When Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment," he says, "Love one another as I have loved you." I prayed about what that means. What did Jesus mean when he calls us to love one another as he loved us? And it really kind of brought to my attention the importance of really being present in the moment. Jesus was a master at loving people in the moment. He was able to avoid anxiety, and he was able to avoid fear because although the past and the future had meaning, nothing was more important to Jesus than the present moment. Today's gospel picks up when Judas had left them. This is immediately after Jesus had said to Judas at the Last Supper, "Judas, go and do what it is you have to do." Jesus was aware of the future. Jesus was aware that he was about to step into this garden at Gethsemane and pray to his heavenly Father for the strength to love in the moment. And that's what overcomes the fear for Jesus when he says, "Lord, if it's your will, spare me this cup. But it must be your will, not mine." And God's will is for us to live in the moment. Today is Mother's Day, and I'm sure all of the mothers out there have some fears and anxieties about their children. You remember the good times and the troubling times when your children may have been sick or not feeling well, or where they've come home from school with an excellent report card and you praise them and you have a party. You also have concerns about their future. You want to make sure that you provide them with the best things that you can provide them with: education, love, and to meet their physical and spiritual needs. But ideally, the way to be a mother, the way to be a parent, the way to be a friend, the way to be a lover, is really to pay attention to one another in the moment. As parents, we look forward to trying to provide for our children, and so we have to go to work. We have to do some necessary things in order to just practically fulfill the role that we have as parents. But the most significant role we have is to be present to our children, to love them in the moment. So even in the moments when our children aren't doing exactly what we want them to do, in the moments when our children are exceeding all of our possible expectations, the love that we need to pour out to them needs to be in the moment, and it needs to be the kind of love that Jesus showed us. In the Acts of the Apostles, it says, it's necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter into the kingdom of God. And the last line, it talks about how God opens the door of faith to each and every one of us. I was having a conversation with another dear friend of mine this week, and she kind of confessed to me that she doesn't feel like she's a courageous person. And yet, in my opinion, I find her incredibly courageous because she is willing to step through that door of faith. Unfortunately, we don't always know what's on the other side of that door. Sometimes our faith requires that we experience some pain. Sometimes our faith requires that we experience jubilation. But we really don't know what to expect until we step through that door of faith. And not knowing is where that courage is so necessary. It's so important for us to sometimes just put ourselves in the hands of God and to walk through that door in faith. Two Wednesdays ago, fortunately, I was able to kind of overcome that mini crisis of faith. And what helped me to do it was to recognize that, you know what, it doesn't matter if I'm afraid. It doesn't matter if I'm unsure. What matters is if I pay attention to the moment and I have faith in that moment, God is not going to let me down. St. Francis de Sales had a saying, he used to say, live today well. Count on God providing you with good things. And if God provides you with bad things, count on God to give you the strength to overcome them.